Hello.
Hi, good afternoon, Teresa. It's Rodney from Family First. How are you?
Hi.
Is everything good with the services you're receiving from Aaron?
Yes.
Perfect. I was also checking in to see if you've been in the hospital lately by any chance.
I'm going in Tuesday.
You went on Tuesday?
I'm going in on the 10th for a procedure.
Prior procedure. Oh, I got you. I got you. Is the address of 6024 Egerman Street? Still the address, right?
Yes.
And does the procedure need you to stay there for some days at the hospital?
Say that again.
I mean, does the procedure that you have to take need to for you to stay over, like, for some
It's
days at the
supposed to be
hospital?
a one-day procedure.
Okay.
But I know I'm going to need help in my house.
No, I got you. The main idea is for you to not stay admitted, okay? That way the services can go as usual.
Ooh. Hello?
Yes, hello?
Hi, how you doing? This is Mr. Aaron. Cool,
hi, Mr. Aaron.
Yeah, she have a procedure on the 10th.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a one-day procedure. And also, there was inquiring about her having more hours and stuff because of the procedure that she was getting.
Okay. So, in this case, regarding any increases of hours, it needs to be reached, I don't know, she has knowledge about Cerilli Rivera, the service coordinator from Keystone. That way, you guys can appeal for the patient to have more hours, and if a doctor, or at least her primary care doctor, can see her, he will be evaluating her to check, like, hey, with this procedure done, she will have more need to have more home care, you know? Like, I mean, the doctor needs to prove that. So that's the way it goes. So the primary care physician and the insurance company, Keystone, okay? They work with the increases, okay?
Yes, sir. Got you, sir.
All right, Mr. Aaron. So if anything, you guys have my number, and we'll be in touch, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Have a good one. Take care.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.